This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg stated during a press conference on Wednesday that the 32 allies had collectively identified China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war, calling it an important message.
China provides dual-use equipment, microelectronics, a lot of other tools which are enabling Russia to build the missiles, to build the bombs, to build the aircraft, to build the weapons they are using to attack Ukraine.
Additionally, Stoltenberg highlighted historic increases in defense investment within the alliance, noting that 23 allies are now investing at least 2% of their GDP in defense, compared to just three allies meeting this percentage in 2014. Ukraine is on an irreversible path to membership in the military alliance, according to Finnish President Alexander Stubb at the NATO summit in Washington.
I think it's very important to give a message to the Kremlin from here that Ukraine's path and bridge towards NATO membership is now irreversible.
Czech Republic President Peter Pavel reiterated NATO's support.
We're clearly stating that not only the path towards NATO membership is irreversible, but also that we collectively will not let Ukraine fall down.
It advances assurances that Ukraine will be allowed to join the Western military coalition, but only after its war with Russia ends. In another boost, the U.S., the Netherlands, and Denmark announced Wednesday that the first NATO-approved F-16s are on their way to Ukraine and would be flying this summer following months of preparation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country needed more than 100 to start countering devastating Russian air attacks. This is VOA News. Australia, along with the United States and the United Kingdom, are accusing a state-sponsored Chinese spy agency of cyber espionage. VOA's Phil Mercer has the story.
The Australian Signals Directorate, the National Cyber Intelligence Agency, has accused a group called APT-40, meaning Advanced Persistent Threat, of widespread hacking on behalf of a branch of China's Ministry of State Security. The agency said Tuesday that the hackers were trying to plunder information by infiltrating old and forgotten computers that were still connected to sensitive government and business networks, and that the threat was ongoing. It's the first time Australia has directly attributed malicious cyber espionage to a state-sponsored group in China. Phil Mercer, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he will give time to the country's political parties to build a, quote, Republican majority at the National Assembly before he can decide on a new prime minister after no party won a majority in Sunday's legislative elections. Macron's statement came in a letter published by several French media outlets as political leaders of various parties have been trying to project themselves as the only solution to the current political turmoil after the inconclusive results. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is facing new peril as two allies weigh in on his future. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
On MSNBC, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it's up to the president to decide if he should stay in the race, rather than her saying he should stay in.
We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
The president insists he will not step aside. Just weeks after hosting a glitzy Biden campaign fundraiser, actor George Clooney says it's time to end the campaign. He writes in a New York Times op-ed, the Joe Biden he saw last month was not the Biden of 2020. With another House lawmaker calling on him to step aside, the president will face another public test tomorrow at a news conference wrapping up the NATO summit. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Mexico's president has announced that his successor is planning to build passenger train lines running from the capital to cities on the U.S. border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador fleshed out Wednesday a proposal made by his successor, President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum. The projects could grow to be nearly double the size of López Obrador's railway building programs, which included the $30 billion Maya tourist train on the Yucatan Peninsula. The cost of that and other railways has led López Obrador's administration to post a budget deficit of nearly 6% of GDP, while experts question how much the trains will actually be used. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.